Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trial. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up because it is the Rose Colombo. And today I have a very special topic. And I'm going to read it from a blog that I wrote. I have many blogs, and you can go to Rose for Justice, that's the number 4, roseforjustice.com, and you can read on a myriad of topics. So, first of all, I wanted to mention, though, that American Military News reported, and this is also from a friend online, I changed a little bit to make it for everyone, but it says, let me get this straight. The United States government just handed over drones and MRAPs, armored vehicles, to the Taliban, and Kamala Harris and the press secretary and Joe Biden are nowhere to be found. They're in hiding. And they don't want the American people to have guns. They don't want them to be armed. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. The Democrats have always wanted to do that. Or even, he says, a piece of rubber on an AR pistol. So we can arm the Taliban and ISIS because the Obama-Biden regime and Democrats also removed the troops from Iraq, if you recall, and they left a vacuum where ISIS made their start, and they got guns and weapons and vehicles and new trucks and ammunition, and they began to spread and became a disaster in the Middle East for our military and for all the innocent victims. So that was the Obama-Biden regime and the Democrats who did that, and now again it's a repeat. So I know that President Obama wanted a third term. Maybe he has a third term because this Obama-Biden-Biden-Obama agenda is still playing out in favor of ISIS, the Taliban, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Middle East, and Iran, and China. And it's not in favor of America or Americans, nor is it causing the safety of the American people to be protected by our military, who are now being sent across the oceans to protect everyone else, while Iran is very close to building a nuke. And I had read a long time ago that they had a secret second nuke facility, not just one. And maybe that's why Obama and John Kerry were so anxious to hand over a gift to the foreign enemy nation and the foreign enemy imam who stated that they would wipe out Israel and wipe out America and wanted to hand them over $150 billion of our taxes. And then Obama drops barrels of cash and gold onto the feet of the imam in the middle of the night. No one in the government has done anything. And so here we are. We are now open to a very serious national threat because that decision by President Biden and the Democrats just happened to be a decision that opened a path for Iran, Russia, and China to gain forces and come against Israel. And when they come against Israel, you can bet we're next on the list. So anyway, my topic today, I just wanted to let you know, you can read that article on American Military News. I wanted to talk about a blog I wrote, and it's about turning humans into human lab rats. Very important topic indeed. And the title of this blog is, Are Experimental Jabs a National Threat or Crimes Against Humanity? Using human lab rats for case studies while granting 100% immunity from injury and death to everyone involved in this experimental and trial injection of multiple jabs, not just one, multiple jabs that appear to be never ending. And the fact is that we were told it was one jab, and then it went to two jabs. Now it's three, four, boosters. We don't know how long you'll be immune. First it was it will cure COVID. Now it's like, well, it might prevent COVID. And so many people, after they've been jabbed, have gotten COVID who were perfectly healthy without COVID. So also they're ignoring the doctors that state that natural immunity is your best immunity. And then there's doctors who state they have cures and have been curing COVID and flu and respiratory ailments for decades safely. And they are silenced. So this is a very serious problem for the American people, because the last lockdown cost the American people a ton of money as BLM burned down and looted city after city, armed with guns, and the Democrats praised them and knelt before them, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Harris, they knelt down to them. Marxist organization who was committing a huge insurrection inside of the USA, destroying our government statues and monuments and our history, and totally behaving in a criminal manner, which is not grieving. It is looting and destruction and causing injury and death to Americans and to the police. And I love what Senator Kennedy stated. He stated in an ad that if you don't like the police and you want to defund the police, the next time, basically this was what he said, the next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead and see how well it works out for you. I love his ad, in his own words though, is perfect. So let me read you, Are Experimental Jabs a National Threat or Crimes Against Humanity? Using human lab rats for case studies while granting 100% immunity from injury and death to everyone involved in this money-making experiment. The question blowing in the wind after Gates and Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO caused a worldwide lockdown that destroyed America's economy, businesses, jobs, and these issues are being raised as to why Bill Gates is calling officials tied to the White House and seeking for them to mandate and require the American taxpayers to pick up the tab for his cause, which is this worldwide vaccinate the entire world, regardless of their pre-existing conditions, regardless of their race, their age, their allergies, regardless of what could happen to them. It could be a death sentence. It could be an injury for life. You could become sterile. It doesn't matter. He wants to inject the whole world, as does CDC, who he funds, as well as Wall Street, involved with 5G, and so forth. So it's a very serious problem for humanity around the world. Why does he, who has more money than I won't say God, because God owns everything, but more money than many governments around the world, want Americans to taxpay or fund his causes that make him more money. Americans were already tricked by the Democrat White House and Congress back in 2009 under the Obama-Biden regime when they called out the sky was falling. They redistributed our wealth, declaring we would end up in a Great Depression, and racked up more national debt using their fear-mongering than all presidents combined in the United States of America who came before them. And then they redistributed our taxes to themselves by increasing their wages, providing themselves with Cadillac insurance because they're all opted out of signing up and paying up for Obamacare. It was only intended for the American people, knowing it includes death panels, so of course they opted out and held themselves again above their own 2,700 pages of mandates, punishments, fines, taxes, etc. They funded IMF, they funded bankers, they funded Wall Street billionaires, family members who allegedly were going into business, like Pelosi's brother-in-law, $535 million loan from the taxpayers, plus a $40 million gift. So when is that getting paid back? We should be asking Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Obama-Biden-Pelosi-Hillary Clinton regime linked to Bill Gates and George Soros for decades. Associate, party together, enjoy each other's friendships, and so forth. Bill Gates, Soros, big funders to the entire Democrat Party. And the Soros 200 non-20 nonprofit organizations who seek to diminish the power of the Republican Party until it has no power at all. So anyway, plus the CFR, were following orders to open up the United States borders way back when, since 2004, accelerated under the Clintons and totally accelerated under the Obama regime. They want to flood the nation with third world foreigners unidentified under the North American Union, which is a New World Order agenda. They lied to the American people. They said that mandated taxpayer-funded abortions wasn't included in Obamacare. They didn't read it, but they had to rubber stamp it approved in order to find out what was in it. It's my opinion that Bill Gates may have compiled Obamacare's 2,700 pages at Microsoft or inserted at least parts of it related to his causes and agendas, which is vaccines and Planned Parenthood, in order to mandate that the American people pick up the tab for his agendas worldwide. Well, you still can be very, very rich if you're not footing the tab and you're forcing Americans to depopulate the planet and themselves. So they lied to the American people and said that mandated taxpayer-funded abortions wasn't included in Obamacare. But not only was it included, it requires Americans to pick up the tab to depopulate the sovereign nations, especially America, Europe, Canada, Africa, and India. Think about that for a moment. Forcing Americans to pay to kill babies around the world at Planned Parenthood abortion tables so they could sell the body parts and end up with more multi-billion dollar profits for themselves and their investors, who then turn around and donate again to the Democrat Party, who then again keep them in business. And it's a private corporation. Why are we funding a private corporation to kill babies called legal by SCOTUS in the billions around the world? Bill Gates stated on video, seen on television and online, that he's invested $10 billion in big pharma manufacturers and billions with he's donated billions to CDC and WHO. And the goal is to earn $200 billion in profits, he said, so he can get his money that he invested back plus this $200 billion profit. So he can also continue to fund, in the billions, CDC and WHO, which he's done for decades. And it appears it's all to create a multi-trillion dollar business. It's already a trillion dollar business, but multi-trillion dollar business for big pharma vaccines industrial complex with never-ending experimental jabs. They're a political and economic reason why they are using the FDA experimental and trial policy or regulation versus using the ethical and safe policy of that required paid volunteers for their experiments who willingly and in agreement joined into their case studies after being informed of the chemicals, the gene therapy, the toxins that would be injected into their bodies, and that they would be used as human lab rats in their case studies for the better of others, and inform them of the risk, such as death or serious lifetime injuries to their healthy bodies as human lab rats, and they must obtain a signed consent form. When you go to the doctor or you go to a dentist, they have to have a signed request form that you allow them to touch you, let alone examine you. What is wrong with this picture? It appears that using the FDA experimental and trial policy, that they are abusing their power by calling out national security threats over a flu with a proven 99.6% up to a 99.9% recovery rate. It appears that they are fooling and tricking the people as they admitted to inflating the numbers of COVID cases 2019 to cause this fear-mongering by adding tests, patient visits, and deaths recorded as all recorded as COVID cases or COVID deaths, regardless if they died from a motorcycle accident or an overdose of drugs or whatever. Everything became a COVID case. Every time you visited the doctor, the ER, you took a test, it came out negative or positive, or someone died. And they offered financial incentives to hospitals and nursing homes to go along with this fraud on the American people. In my opinion, it was a fraud. Misrepresentation, in my opinion, it's misrepresentation. Risking lives, in my opinion, it definitely was risking lives. I guess a lot of people, as the Bible says, are willing to sell out their souls for 13 pieces of silver, making human life and the sanctity of human life meaningless. It's this researcher's opinion, and I've been doing research for 30 years and speaking out on injustices, writing books, newsletters, public speaking, and so forth for 30 years on injustices and legal abuses by the government and the courts, and became a whistleblower and suffered greatly by being a whistleblower. It's the researcher's opinion, me, that if they didn't use the FDA experimental and trial policy to fool the American people so they could coerce masses to be injected with experimental and trial jabs by suppressing the cures that they can continue so that they can continue to inject experimental chemicals, gene therapy that allegedly alters your DNA, and toxins, allegedly graphene oxide and ethyl oxide, aluminum, mercury, nanochips, and particles in alleged metal, which appears to be crimes against humanity, to use human beings against their will, to use human beings as human lab rats, and to cause fear in the minds of the American people and the world that if they do not get jabbed with experimental and trial injections with unknown causes to their bodies, direct adverse health effects unknown, be it a death sentence or a serious lifetime injury, they have granted themselves total immunity from liability from paying up any lawsuits filed against them for personal, criminal, or financial gain by the victims. So it should also be against the law for CEOs to suppress and of social media and MSM, mainstream media, and CDC and WHO or Bill Gates or Dr. Fauci or the government to suppress information from doctors and scientists who state that they have cures and have cured people from COVID and other flus and viruses. Press that information from the masses. It also should be against the law, and I think it is against the law, for CEOs, employers, to threaten and harass and coerce their employees to get an experimental jab or else be fired under the EEO laws, as well as human rights laws, constitutional laws, and turning their employees into their slaves and as their chattel to be used as human rablats with no liability if they die or they are injured for life. They are not their doctors, and in my opinion, they're also violating the HIPAA laws. No one should be asking you, have you been vaccinated? Have you been a human lab rat? Have you gotten the injections? Do you have any diseases or viruses? It's nobody's business except the individual and their doctor. So are they going, they are discriminating against people's health by asking those questions and by demanding that those who they to be jabbed be denied the necessities of life by firing them for resisting being jabbed. Maybe they already had COVID. Maybe they have a natural immune system. Maybe they have allergies to chemicals, and they could die immediately upon injection or shortly thereafter. Maybe they could be injured and paralyzed and sterile for life. Why aren't they taking responsibility for these issues that are happening right now and have happened with the swine flu, with Gardasil, and with Lupron that was FDA approved and licensed as a vaccine? If the Gates Foundation and or Microsoft, owned by Bill and Melinda Gates, tied to Dr. Fauci's research, and the Wuhan lab, alleged to have been funded while being built by George Soros and Bill Gates, tied to China, communist China, and artificial intelligence AI on Wall Street, and their 5G investments, can donate billions of dollars to WHO and CDC, which is a conflict of interest right now, a huge conflict of interest, as well as help fund Dr. Fauci's research over the years, then why is he, Bill Gates, calling officials at the White House to try and get them to force American taxpayers to fund his charitable causes when he has more money than most nations around the world? And if this continues, he may have more money than the United States government. And of course, guess who's going to be your master? And why is he wanting Americans to pay for their own demise? And that of the world's demise, as people are dying and being injured for life after being used as human lab rats with unknown consequences to survivors, whether it takes off immediately, in weeks, months, or years, without any way to prove these experimental injections cause their deaths or injuries. It's my opinion that if they were to approve and license this particular gene therapy with toxins that may, according to a whistleblower, are allegedly not listed because they filed a trade secret on them to keep that information from the public, is so dishonest, because this is your body. You only have one life, and it's short, and you should be able to live a life as healthy as you can and exercise your free will and your right to exercise freedom to choose and control your own body and mind, not have microwaves and EMPs and radiation linked to your mind and body while they play God. Why are we killing babies around the world and paying for it? Why do we have to pay for his causes and his depopulation programs? Because he said, after the world vaccinated on the world stage there, for everyone to see, that 10% or 15% of the population could die, which is about 2 billion people on the planet. Let's see here. So let's talk about Gavi. Gavi reported, since then, vaccines have become the Gates Foundation's biggest investment. Well, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are co-founders of Gavi. The realization that children in developed countries had access to vaccines while children in developing countries were dying for lack of them, according to Gavi, prompted the foundation to invest as a founding partner in Gavi. The truth is that the vaccines are part of the major money-making business that Bill and Melinda Gates made after he was disgraced as a CEO of Microsoft that hit the news, and he rebranded himself and his own image as being the world's expert on vaccines and viruses. And he created another source to earn billions in income. So believing that his donations to jab the world's children and adults aren't for his profitability and his investors' profitability is foolishness. Gavi, CDC, WHO organization named Gavi for his own political agenda to vaccinate the world's population with never-ending experimental jabs, as he says he will plunge them into the arms of every child and person on the planet. BBC reports the Gates Foundation was also a founding partner of Gavi, the vaccine alliance created in 2000 to improve immunization access in poor countries. It has donated more than $4 billion to Gavi, which is currently the key player in distributing COVID vaccines in developing countries. $4 billion. Why is Bill Gates contacting elected officials to fund his program through American taxpayers to pick up the tab worldwide for what appears to be never-ending experimental jabs around the world that will create trillions of dollars for investors like himself and Soros, Big Pharma, CDC, WHO, and many other investors. Is it really about saving lives as thousands of people are reported to die after the experimental two jabs or seriously injured for life, including teenagers and children? If it isn't about the money, then why not just donate his billions to his cause himself? Ties and funding to WHO, World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, has been a key donor to the WHO over the past decade, accounting for as much as 13% of the group's budget for the 2016-17 period. In February, the foundation pledged $100 million to fight the coronavirus pandemic, and it upped that to $250 million in April after an order from President Trump brought U.S. government funding to a halt. And you can look up the background of the director of WHO, and you can also find online how Bill Gates' wife was upset because Bill Gates had ties to Jeffrey Epstein, the international child trafficker, as many did, or probably do. I don't know. They say Epstein isn't dead. Gates Foundation and Microsoft and CDC donations, according to the foundation's website, the couple donated more than $36 billion of their own wealth to it from 1994 to 2018. But remember, it's about the vaccines. And he expects to make $200 billion in the first round ability. So how charitable is this, to use every human being on the planet as his built-in human lab rat customer? And then $888,406,263 was raised, $888 million, raised by the CDC Foundation to support 1,176 programs since 1995. Well, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates donated billions to WHO and billions to CDC. Obama and Biden, in my opinion, violated the freedom and liberties and rights of the American people by treating them, us, as the terrorists who are on the right. And they call us right-wing extremists. They call us deplorables, ignorant, foolish, easily tricked, small-minded, and I can go on and on and on, even domestic terrorists. Well, they flew in jihadists and anti-American radicals for 8 years on planes into the USA, paid for by the American people, the American taxpayers. And they let them walk across the borders since 2009 through 2021, excluding 2017 to 2020 under the Trump administration. The Biden-Obama regime of Democrats have continued their original plan to keep the borders open and flood the nation with jihadists, with terrorists, with felons, with cartels, with gang members, with drugs, guns, and traffickers, and those who engage in human organ harvesting, unidentified, scattered around our nation, bussed around our nation, paid by the American people. And nobody stopped them for violating the constitutional immigration laws, federal and state immigration laws that require legal immigration, require legal vetting and background checks by Border Patrol and ICE and sheriffs, and require legal Americans vote, legal Americans obtain driver's licenses, and those who came in legally must be loyal and assimilate as Americans and pledge their allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, while Obama, Omar, and Rashida placed their hands on the Red Book when they took their oaths into the American people's house. And now, here we are being allegedly facing more depopulation, not only of babies in America and around the world, in particular, as I said, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Africa and India. But they haven't touched the Middle East nor China. Think about that for a moment. And somehow the Obamas and Bidens and the Clintons and all these longtime Democrats have become extremely wealthy, and their families. So it's my opinion that they have been violating the freedom and liberties and rights of the American people by treating us as the enemies of our own country, who are loyal, who are natural-born Americans, innate to our soil, who pay their wages while they become rich somehow, and they have for 8 years and then another 4 allowed people from around the nation, a majority of healthy males, into the USA, and many of these foreigners who come from nations plagued with viruses like SARS and MERS and measles into the USA without these background checks, without health care checks, without vetting. Consequently, well, they're locking down the American people for having a flu, destroying our businesses, our jobs, our freedom, our liberty, our rights, our free choice, our free will, and using fear-mongering to indefinitely detain Americans in their homes while destroying the economy while funding foreign enemy nations with our stimulus money and increasing their wages with the stimulus money. Despite their wealth, and despite the fact that they will not enact term limits. But the gravy train is too good to end. So consequently, most people aren't going to connect the radiation from the 5G towers, the smart meters, and so forth that can't be seen. Radiation can't be seen to their deaths and adverse health effects or the injections, because there are no short and long-term case studies that are published, or maybe will never be published, because all the animals who were used in their lab rat testing injection. So why would they go directly to human lab rats without consent, but under duress being jabbed for fear of losing their job, their income, their homes, their families, their lifestyle, their freedom, their liberties, and their rights, their licenses if they're professionals, getting jabbed with unknown consequences to their bodies and with no way to compensate for the losses. But how do you compensate for someone you lost, or someone who, as I know, was jabbed twice by Pfizer and then got a blood clot and ended up with a brain injury for life? Or my friend's dad, who got 2 jabs and 3 weeks later died. And as all we hear, us small-minded people out here on the right, is that you will be punished if you talk about any of these issues. Because MSM and social media are owned by Wall Street. It's all reported online that Bill and Melinda Gates support the U.S. taxpayers who pay for transgender operations, or same-sex agenda operations in prisons. So not only does he want us to pay for worldwide vaccines, even though he is extremely wealthy, but he also wants us to pay for Planned Parenthood to kill babies around the world legally, according to SCOTUS, and for all of these other liberal issues that confuse children in public schools now about their gender ID. And none of this is for just charity or just because he cares about humanity. Because if you cared about children being vaccinated, why would you promote and support and fund killing babies on Planned Parenthood tables around the world? Appears that there's many people that are more into death care than child care. Yet they promote themselves as humanitarians because they have the money to do that. They say they seek to save the African children and the Indian children in India. And yet they continue to fund and promote Planned Parenthood and the abortion pills worldwide. Those are depopulation programs. So if you depopulate babies, there's no future for your sovereign nation. There'll be no more Americans. There'll be no more Europeans. There'll be no more Canadians. Over time, there will be no more of these people. They will be exterminated. They'll be gone. And if the New World Order and all those involved, like Bill and Melinda Gates and George Soros, etc., who are working towards depopulating the planet under Agenda 21, which was to be depopulated at 50% by 2030, but they moved it up to 2025, they may have to move it up to 2027 if they don't reach their goal. And then another 40% by 2050. You have 10% of the population left to redistribute the world's wealth to themselves and to redistribute all the wealth to themselves and redevelop the planet through AI and through what they call sustainable living, and mocking God, mocking all of God's creation. Because what this is a battle between science and nature. This is a war between Lucifer and God, and Lucifer seeking to destroy God's creation, not just of human beings, but the entire planet of animals, fish, mammals, birds, all of it. Because it appears that these people believe that they can live forever. Well, there is one way they can live forever, and that's after they pass, like the rest of us, your soul moves on, and yes, you will live forever. Your soul will live forever. And again, you won't be sitting on a fence and be able to make a choice. Your choices are here upon the earth. You have to make the choices while you're still alive. It'll be too late after you pass away. And there's only two gates. One gate to heaven, and there's one gate. So, on that note, remember that Gates has donated more money to CDC and WHO than any other corporation or foundation. The foundation's initial five-year pledge of $750 million in 1999 provided the seed money to launch Gavi. This is all about vaccines. Since then, additional pledges, they brought the foundation's total commitment to Gavi to date to over $4 billion. By supporting Gavi, Bill Gates Foundation, which is a permanent seat on the Gavi board, a permanent seat, unlike Microsoft, aims to accelerate access of developing countries to vaccines and support research into health solutions for these countries that are effective, affordable, and sustainable. Well, that's for those who survive. In 2009, Bill Gates expressed the hope that the new rotavirus vaccine could reach half the children who needed it within 6 years. More than half of all Gavi-supported countries have introduced the rotavirus vaccine, and more than three-quarters have included pneumococcal vaccine, which protects against main cause of pneumonia, into their immunization on programs. The Gates Foundation plays both a technical and financial role in the Vaccine Alliance's efforts to shape vaccine markets. Bill Gates is not a doctor, he's not a scientist, and he's not a PhD on vaccines, viruses, and are a scientist. But he has the money to buy a platform to promote himself and Dr. Fauci as the only spokespersons on the experimental and trial injections that they see plunge into every person's arm on the planet without short and long-term case studies and without being approved and licensed by the FDA as safe and efficient and without any published articles on the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects and the number of deaths after vaccinated and the number of injuries after vaccination. But I don't call it a vaccination because it isn't approved and licensed by the FDA. Therefore, it is no more than what it says, an experiment and a trial using human lab rats, using coercion, threats, fear-mongering, or trespassing on your property to harass you, to coerce you, to be a human lab rat for their profitability. All of these people who invested in this worldwide AI agenda want their money back. Plus, they want a profit. And in Bill Gates' case, it's a $200 billion profit to start off with. So if that's humanitarian and you're going to make more money than you could on the S&P, as he stated, far exceeds his wildest dreams, I'm sure. So that's it for today. And I want you to do your homework and do your research and come up with your own conclusions. Nothing said on Columbo Chronicles is intended to be legal, medical, or financial advice, but a dissemination of information for educational and entertainment purposes only. So enjoy, because it's your life, it's your arm, it's your body, it's your mind, and it's your freedom, it's your liberty, it's your rights, it's your country, it's your sovereignty, and you should be able to live free under the United States Constitution on the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, as a legal, law-abiding American, without being coerced, fear-mongered, harassed, and live under duress of not being able to provide for your family because some wealthy CEO is going to fire you, or he's not going to let you fly on his plane, or he's not going to let you go to the concert, or he's not going to let you go to a restaurant. Who are these people? They are violating every constitutional law in the United States of America. They are violating human rights laws. They are violating civil rights. They are violating the necessities of life. They are violating ethics and morals. And they are violating the sovereignty of this great country where we deserve to be safe. And I'd like to know, where is the U.S. military? And on that note, God bless you. God bless America. Stay safe. Do your own homework. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. As I said, don't believe me. Nothing said on Columbo Chronicles is intended to be legal, medical, political advice. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me, and by the way, they did. And that's why I wrote that book, Fight Back Legal Abuse That They Suppressed. And there you go. So if you don't stand up for your country, who will? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.